Agriculture is the number one industry in North Carolina, contributing $78 billion to the economy. Much of the food produced in the state comes from our region, which was recently pounded with heavy rain, accumulating to more than 20 inches in some areas. It's an agricultural crisis here. Director of the State Farm Service Agency Bob Etheridge estimates millions of dollars worth of damages in eastern North Carolina alone.
Every county east of I-95 but one sent in indication of damage in this storm. So that tells you what the impact's going to be in terms of loss once we get the numbers in. And it ranged anywhere from 10 to 50% in some counties, depending on the commodity, whether it was cotton or peanuts or soybeans, etc.
October is when most farmers harvest their crops, but the soggy fields have made it difficult for farmers like Kenneth Fan.
Potatoes, I guess, particularly, were the ones that were hardest hit. We had 12 days of rain, which gave us about at least 2 weeks that we practically couldn't do anything in the field as far as harvest goes.
Kenneth is part owner of the 5,500-acre family-owned and operated Fan Farms in Sampson County. He estimates that he could lose about half of his sweet potatoes due to the 8 inches of rainfall that affected Salemburg.
It's to be determined as to whether it is a sizable crop or not. I mean, we harvest it and put it in the barns, but there is a lot of moisture, and a sweet potato would store for almost a year. But when you have this adverse conditions on it, it hinders the ability for it to be stored and properly processed and all.
North Carolina has been the number one sweet potato producer in the United States since 1971, but that title could be in jeopardy due to this season's wet weather. In addition to taking a hit on his sweet potato crop, Fan says all of his fields were flooded, tobacco was blown over, and peanuts knocked to the ground.
We lost a lot of them when we went to harvest the crop. With all the rain, that the vines had deteriorated to the point that they would just shake off on the ground and you couldn't get them up in the combine.
From large agricultural operations to small farms, Fan is among many eastern North Carolina farmers dealing with the aftermath of flooding. That's why the U.S. Department of Agriculture designated 19 counties, most east of I-95, as primary natural disaster areas due to the damages and loss of crops. An additional 25 also qualify because of their proximity to the primary disaster areas. Farm operations in these counties are now eligible for low-interest emergency loans. Director of the State Farm Service Agency, Bob Etheridge, says the first step in applying for emergency loans is visiting your county Farm Service Agency office.
The employees there will help them work through the process and through the insurance. And then if they have a problem, they will come to us, go to the banker. The banker may say we need that to be guaranteed, and we're in a position through USDA to help guarantee or to make direct loans. And for some folks, we can do what's a micro loan now, up to $50,000 to help folks have operating money.
Farm records, receipts, and pictures of damage and losses can help expedite assistance. Low-interest emergency loans of up to $500,000 can be used to pay all or part of production costs associated with the disaster year, pay essential family living expenses, and reorganize the farming operation. Farmers have until June 21, 2016 to apply for loans to help cover part of their actual losses.
Well, I was out last Friday, spent all day visiting farmers really in the southeast down in Columbus, Duplin, Bladen, Sampson counties. I talked to one young farmer, and he looked at his cotton and figured he was going to lose somewhere between 50 and maybe 65% of his production.
Cotton is another crop hit hard during the storm. First, it can't be picked when the seeds are softened by the rain. And when it isn't harvested, the seeds eventually sprout, ruining the lint and making the seeds unusable. Jonathan Ward runs the Tri-County Cotton Gin in Mount Olive. He says he's noticing a lot less cotton being harvested this season.
From what I'm seeing, most of the stuff that was sprayed before the storm is worse than what was sprayed after. We have a whole lot of hard lot. We haven't picked enough right now to really give you a real good idea of exactly what we are going to get, but I figure we lost about 40%.
There's not much Ward can do this year. With less cotton being harvested, there's less cotton to process, and that means his company doesn't make money.
We'll just see what next year brings is all we can do right now. But, I mean, these farmers are going to have some help. With the inputs they have right now and with the price where it's at, you had to have a big yield to come out, and they're not going to get the big yield this year.
It's been a difficult year for farmers. A cold, wet spring meant crops got in the ground late. That was followed by a hot, dry summer that reduced production. And the wet autumn has made it difficult to harvest crops. To make matters worse, Etheridge says crops overall just aren't bringing in as much money as they used to.
2 years ago, let me give you an example, soybeans were, say, $13 a bushel, and now they're about $7.50. Corn was $7-something, now it's $3.50, $3.60. So the prices are half what they were.
Etheridge says farmers in eastern North Carolina and across the state will realize a drop in their income this year. He says this likely will have a trickle-down effect in local communities.
If a farmer comes up at the end of the year and has a very narrow margin of return on his profit, then he's got to go borrow money to run next year, and that money means he won't buy new equipment, he won't buy a new truck, he won't buy a new car. He may not invest in some other things he was going to invest in.
Many local farmers have planted multiple crops to maximize their profits. However, Vic Swinson, owner of Swinson Farms in Duplin County, decided to grow mostly peanuts this season because they're more cost-effective than tobacco or corn.
We combined a field the other day that we should have got 2.5 trailers off of, and we've got 3/4 of one trailer.
He says different fields have different losses. Some experienced about 25% to 30% loss of peanuts, while other fields were completely wiped out.
We've also had some late leaf spot come in. So when the leaves fall off the plant, the peanut falls off. We've had some of everything happen to us with this wet weather.
Swinson hasn't applied for federal disaster assistance yet because he's not finished harvesting. But he did say that it would probably not be enough to cover the losses he's incurred. Right now, Swinson, like many other farmers in eastern North Carolina, are using the cool, sunny autumn days to salvage the rest of this year's harvest and keep their fingers crossed that next season will be better. To see a list of the counties that qualify for federal disaster assistance, go to our website, publicradioeast.org.